It's a really interesting relationship. We've actually been working with the Port Lincoln Prison for a couple of years now. Their workforce, as they call them, obviously they want their inmates to have work and keep busy and learn some skills that they can take out when they come out of prison. And for us, it's a wonderful opportunity for them to help us with some of the needs that we have. They are building cages, large metal cages that we can put our baskets in to store and transport, which is fantastic. They're also repairing our baskets for us, and they're also preparing all of our long lines that go out and fixing them when they get broken and that as well. So it's something that we've developed over the last couple of years, and it looks like that they want more and more work from us, which is great. And it looks like Port Augusta also is keen to do that type of work, and they'll be able to service the Stansbury and Cowell areas. So it's an interesting combination, but it works for both of us. It's great.
How did that relationship come about?
I think it came about originally from actually the prison approaching some of the growers in Coffin Bay and seeing what might be the need. And then they came to one of our seminars about 3 years ago and told us about their services. And from then it's just grown because, obviously it's a cost-effective way for our growers to get things done, but it's also so beneficial for the inmates at the prison. And they really take pride in their work. They commented that there was a story on Landline about Arangazi oysters, and they actually got let the inmates know that it was on that Sunday and to watch it, and then they were all talking about it the next Monday. So they'd made those baskets and they'd repaired those baskets, so they were really proud of what was going on. So I think that's great.
And a lot of the growers are taking up that opportunity to get the work done.
Yes, they are. It's increasing. It started off slowly, but they just now that they know what's out there. And that's why they come up to our field day, because they show the large cages that they've got and they are able to talk about the services they can provide. So now we've expanded from not just Port Lincoln but to Port Augusta as well. So, yeah, it seems like it's a growing business.
That's the Executive Officer of the South Australian Oyster Growers Association, Trudy McGowan. Grant Shepherd is the Industry Coordinator at the Port Lincoln Prison and says they've formed a good relationship with growers in the area. He says the prisoners feel like they are contributing back to the region by doing the work for the oyster industry.
About 3.5 years ago, we were running out of work in the prison for prisoners, so we decided we'd look around, and we came across a need for the oyster industry in making baskets and oyster bins, and now we actively employ prisoners to manufacture oyster bags, make oyster bins and that for the oyster industry.
So what do they do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, basically, a prisoner will come out to work, low-security prisoners working out in a working environment. Yeah, and we get about 7 hours a day of work out of a prisoner, and they get paid according to their school rate.
So what does it mean for the prisoners to have that kind of work available for them?
Well, it actually gives them skills, a meaning. They have the opportunity to gain new skills for future employment. I think we've had some clients that are now working in the oyster industry, so that's a good thing for the industry. And they get a structured, meaningful day.
And the Port Augusta Prison is also looking at getting involved too.
Yes, Port Augusta Prison's here at the conference to try and gain a inroad into the oyster industry and try and get some work out of York Peninsula. So it's good for the industry, yeah.
Do you think it can continue to grow?
Yeah, I honestly believe we're just in the beginning and the footstep of the industry. There's a lot more work to be done with the industry in development and those sort of things. So, yeah, it's huge for the prison industries.
You said before that the prisons take a lot of pride in the work that they do. What sort of response do you see, or what sort of camaraderie do you see when they're working together on the oyster baskets?
Yeah, they get to work as a group in a team. There's leadership roles to be taken in that, and it's... Yeah, working in a team environment, getting on with people, and yeah, just life skills, I suppose, that they gain by working together.
What can you see is the next step of working with the oyster industry?
The next step would be some more development with our oyster bins, just networking with some of the larger companies in the manufacture and assemble of oyster baskets, and just future development. Perhaps we can look in assembling some oyster lines for them and those sort of things. So it's a growing industry.